Next application.
Case number 12,542, Jeff and Victoria Rushy seek variances from the corner front yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located at the intersection of North Bay Shore Drive and Maryland Avenue in Broadkill Beach. The 911 address is 10 Maryland Avenue, Broadkill Beach. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential. Tax parcel is District 235, map 4.13, parcel 63.00. Staff notes that the variance is for a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback for proposed structures. There have been zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Is the applicant present? If you would, please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Victoria Rushy, 106 Paladin Drive, Wilmington, Delaware, 19802.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Thanks. Hello. Hi. All right. My husband, Jeff, and I are requesting a variance of 10 feet from the 15-foot yard setback. The property is located at 10 Maryland Avenue. It's a 50 by 100 corner lot. The variance is due to the narrowness of the property. There's no possibility that the property can be developed, and we, therefore, it's necessary for us to, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning ordinance or code, and that the authorization of a variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. If authorized, this will not impair use of the adjacent properties. The existing dwelling has been there since 1960s and is 43 feet wide, and that is currently 13 feet over the setback and has not altered the character of the neighborhood. The new building with a deck would be 40 feet wide and would not be a detriment to public welfare. So we're currently in a trailer which we have to knock down, and we would be going up on pilings, and it would actually be 3 feet narrower than what's currently there.
Does that complete your presentation?
It does.
Do we have any questions for the lady?
Hi.
Hi.
You're coming out on Maryland onto North Bay Shore. Is there any visibility issues looking both ways?
No.
And you don't feel it, this will impede any of that?
No, it won't.
Okay. You have well and septic, or?
We currently have septic. We have septic.
You have septic, and then water is by a public water company?
Yes.
Okay. Where is your drain field located on the lot? Is that one here?
Can he swear in and come up here and answer some of these questions?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeff Rushy, 106 Allen, Wilmington.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
We're actually going to go for a new septic system. So Someone has already been out there to test the soil everywhere, because the existing one is one too old and small.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Any idea where that'll be on the lot?
At this moment, no. They have three holes that they've tested. I have not heard the results.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
Good evening. How many bedrooms do you plan to have with the new house?
Three.
Are they thinking it's going to be, your septic system's going to be a peat system?
I don't remember what he said. He had to test the ground first before he had to answer on that. I don't know
How many stories is this house, are you planning to make?
Two.
Okay. The 40-foot by 50-foot that you're proposing, is that's for the house and the deck combined?
Yes.
Okay. Which side is the deck going to be on?
Front and right.
Front and right, okay. And it's going to be on pilings?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have.
Any questions? Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Have you had any discussions with neighbors about this?
Yes.
Yes. What's been their position?
The street that we're on actually only has one permanent resident down there, and they're fine with it. The other properties have been vacant for years, and then across the street from us hasn't even been developed.
Now, one of the things that, you know, you said this is going to be up on pilings, I presume there's going to be some steps that go up to it. Where are they going to be located, and will they be within this box as well?
Yes, underneath.
Because typically what we get is a proposal that shows where everything is, and, you know, we typically just say, hey, here's our total area, and we're going to build within that. So are you going to be maximizing that entire building box, or is some of this stuff not going to fit? You know, are you going to have less of that being used?
I think we're going to be maxing at that because of steps and everything else.
But nothing's going to project further than what you're
correct.
There's a significant part of the rear yard there of the building envelope that's not being used. Did you look at designing it so that you could fit within that?
I'm presuming that's where the septic's going to end up being, is in the back. The neighbors is in the back. Actually, the both of them are all in the back, so I'm presuming we're going to end up back there.
So that's why you can't use that area?
Yeah, we just want to use that up in this room.
Did you look at a smaller house?
Excuse me?
Did you look at a smaller house?
No.
Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you.
Question?
I have a question.
Question for council, technical question, I guess. If this variance is approved and then the septic plan comes back that requires a significant footprint that could impede upon the, maybe not with the, with this particular lot. My question is that if we had a plan for a building and then the septic plan comes back and requires X amount of square footage, and if they intersected with each other, then we may have a problem?
Potentially, it would depend on what was being asked for, what was approved. I know that we try to pin things as best we can. We usually like to have that septic kind of ironed out before they come here. Yeah.
And I guess that's my point in the historic chair, because we have, it would be nice to have a proposed building plan. It would be nice to have a septic outlay. prior to addressing a variance. More of a comment, but my, what would super, I mean, if they intersect each other, you can't build the house because of the size of the septic field.
Yeah, if they were to come to us and say, well, we've got our septic plan and now we can't build a house within the, what you've approved the variances.
Which would then bring them to a smaller home.
Well, in the small home, or they'd ask for a different variance. You know, maybe they, I'm not speculating, but.
I understand.
You know, they could, they're not using any, they don't need a front yard variance. So if it was taken up more of the rear, perhaps they would have to redesign it, push it closer to the front and whatnot.
Thank you.
Any further questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12542 for Jeff and Victoria Rushy for the requested variance. Pending a final written decision, the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development of adjacent property. The variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12542 has been approved.